I'm the host of Weekend Workbench on WGN-CLTV. I'm a television host. I do some acting, some other fun stuff like that. I like to think I'm funny, little comedy things.
How you doing, Lou?
Good. Lou's doing good. Just, listening to this number one draft pick.
Very good.
Winston. Great. And if we have enough contestants, we may have a Lou Dickman Fantasy Football League.
I think it's going to... Oh, Lou Dickman Fantasy Football League. Well, you ought to get somebody else to run that, Lou.
We're going to have to make the fantasy come true. No, I understand it can be run by the World Wide Web that Al Gore invented.
Oh, very good. But, yeah.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, so we can thank it to ESPN and Al Gore.
Well, okay. You get the sign-up sheet for that one, Lou.
I got it. I'll have the sign-up sheet ready.
Lou, you were AWOL for the last two podcasts, the baseball shows.
Yes, I'm making up for all the ones that you were AWOL on the last 7 weeks. Here I sat, all lonely at the bar with my script memorized and my sandwich review ready to go, only to not get that phone call.
Now, of course, you in episode 191, you were going to Bourbonnais, so it's possible.
Yeah, but you know what? When I was putting in that I was bartending today.
Yes.
With the Fred Flintstone, and I noticed you stole my caption this morning.
well, I added to it, Lou.
Yeah. But I did notice that you had me in the YHO uniform.
Yes, isn't that nice?
I almost clicked on to listen. You almost had me.
Because we made a Y.A. Tittle reference.
Yes. So you almost got me listening to a podcast.
Oh, my gosh, Lou. That would be the day. Well, Lou, one of the things I wanted to do for this podcast was our famous Optimist Pessimist quiz that they have every year in the Sun-Times. So, are you ready? The rules are, of course, you either say optimist, pessimist, or neutral for these bear categories, okay?
For these bear categories?
Yes. Or players.
Okay.
Our players. Are you ready, Lou?
I am ready.
All right, our new pickup, Purnell McPhee.
I am a pessimist.
You are a pessimist on Purnell.
I know all first round draft picks that the Bears go. You have to be pessimistic. You got to play the odds.
All right, I'm gonna go neutral on Purnell. I know nothing about him.
What position does he play anyway?
I think he's a defensive end, Lou.
Oh, definitely pessimist. Okay.
Okay, so that's number one. Vic Fangio's defense. Vic Fangio, Lou.
Oh, definitely. With a name like that, yeah. Gotta be positive.
I'm going pause on that one too,
optimist.
My friend. Friend, that's a couple of positives right there. So next is, I'm sorry, I'm getting organized here. Martellus Bennett, Lou, the black unicorn. What are you thinking?
You know, Martellus Bennett, neutral.
Neutral, okay.
Yeah, he's a head case.
He is a head case. I'm going to give him the positive just because I like the black unicorn, and I think he's got all of his problems taken care of. So next is Eddie Goldman. I don't know. He's the first-round pick. He's a centerpiece of Fangio's defense, so I assume he's a nose tackle.
He's a nose tackle.
Eddie Goldman, Lou, positive.
Well, I think following in the line of the great Jewish nose tackles of the NFL. Or I could probably say the first Jewish nose tackle of the NFL, I don't know. And who do we have at nose tackle now?
I don't know, Lou.
That's the problem with our defense. You know, they're moving in and out. And Chris Rice. Why would it be a positive?
I'm going positive, too, on a rookie, Lou. So, yeah, two positives there. Let's go to Jay Cutler, Lou. Cuddy. Cuddy.
You know, you got to be neutral on Jay Cutler because you have no idea what kid's going to show up at camp.
Very good.
You know, is it going to be a more mature Cutler that, you know, we had to get rid of one of the, you know, one of the bigger head cases in the NFL because to make him the throw to other players?
Yep.
You know, will this make him a more dimensional quarterback? Or now will it just be, let's give it to Forte?
Well, I'm going to go neutral with you as well, Lou. I don't really have any feelings for him anymore. So I guess that means he's neutral.
Yeah,
all right, here's your man, dude, Jared Allen. Is he showing up this year? Positive or a positive optimist or neutral?
You know, I'm going to go neutral or negative on Jared Allen. I mean, he's up on age. He's playing the mind games. Is he really hurt? Is he waiting for the steroids to get out of his body before he before he returns? Who knows?
So you're going negative on that.
I'm going to go probably negative on old number 69. I apologize for that. I know he holds a place there and near that number. He ain't no.
I'm telling you, he's gonna be a positive as long as he wears that number for me.
So, okay.
All right, Lou. Kyle Fuller.
Kyle Fuller.
Yeah.
Breakout year for Kyle Fuller.
Breakout. Lou's going positive.
Yes.
I will join you in that positive. And next is Kevin White, who has some mysterious injury that the Bears won't say what it is.
Oh, the knucklehead.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be a no-show. He's just another draft choice gone bad.
I'm joining you on that. So far, so bad, so I don't
anticipate
that coming around. All right, yeah. Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey, unfortunately, his career is up to Cutler.
Okay.
Hopefully, he spreads it out. If they spread out the offense, Alshon Jeffrey's going to be a positive no matter what.
All right.
Much of a positive depends on how the ball gets spread around the field.
I have to say positive, too, because I think he has a contract year, so he's going to be highly motivated to pick up there. And finally, Coach John Fox. Lou, Coach.
Highly positive on John Fox. His baby year, he has no head coaching experience. He's got no head coaching experience. He's got a marginal quarterback, and he's got a first-round draft choice that probably won't show up. I'm all positive on Fox.
All right.
He's already got his excuses lined up in a row.
All right. So let's.
Good morning, sir.
Let's add up our. So for every positive, you get 10 points. For every negative, you get minus 10. And for every neutral, it's zero. So I'm just putting that down right now. Lou, if you have a minus 80 to 100, you're a Packers fan. If you have a minus 50 to a minus 70, you're waiting for Ditka's return. 20 to minus 20, seeing is believing. 30 to 40, you're a realist. 70 to 60, must be new in town. 90 to 100. Lay off the Kool-Aid, Lou. And there it is, the positive, negative Bears quiz. So, Lou, you got 20.
Which I'm a realist.
Put you in the... No, you're actually seeing is believing category.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I can quickly add mine up, let's see. And 50. I got a 50, Lou. I'm a realist. All right. So that.
You got a total of 50?
Huh?
You got a total of 50?
A total of 50 points, Lou.
That was your net?
That was my net.
Holy cow. Yeah. You're drinking the juice.
No, I'm a realist, according to the... You're just below that. You're seeing is believing.
Right, and I guess.
All right. Well, that's the Lou way. So anyway.
Well, this will be something of arguments now for our training camp.
There you go.
And we welcome any other participants to look this up.
If you listen to this podcast, you may argue with Lou. I don't want to argue. So Kurt.
There you go.
So Kurt Maracucci, stick with the Cubs. All right. Lou, do you have a sandwich review? Let's get out of this thing.
Let's get on this thing. Oh, we have too many podcasts. What do you think? I eat a sandwich every goddamn day for crying out loud?
I think you should have one every goddamn week, at least.
I should.
And
I
it's
should.
Been a week since we did your Bourbonnaise thing. Didn't you sample anything in Bourbonnaise?
You know, I really didn't dabble in the Bourbonnaise cuisine. All you know, right. If you really want to call it a Shell gas station in Super K, I mean, it's Bourbonnaise cuisine. I don't...
Now, are you willing to sample a sandwich from something like a Super K or a Shell if they happen to
have them? I have no qualms about wandering into any of those places for good gas station food.
Okay.
Nothing like a roller hot dog and some pump cheese to start out your morning with a cup of black coffee.
There you go, my friend.
That's living.
You ready for your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all ears, Commissioner.
All right. Are you a half a glass half full man or a glass half empty, and why?
Full.
Full?
Yes.
And why not, right?
Because it's a lot easier to walk around in life with a smile on your face than it is a frown.
Listen to you, Kumbaya Lou. Kumbaya Lou, my lord.
Kumbaya Lou.
Give us your catchphrase.
Kumbaya Lou, my Lou. Kumbaya Lou. Kumbaya Lou, my Lou. Kumbaya Lou.
I wish I had not
started. Someone's laughing, Lou. Someone's laughing.
Give us
what
your
will Ryan build Sunday morning? What will Ryan build Sunday morning? What will Ryan build on weekend workbench? I don't know.
Does it have
but
a
please watch at 11. Watch at the Sovereign with a Bloody Mary. Watch at the Sovereign with a Bloody Mary.
You lost listeners 10 minutes ago, Lou.
Talk to you later.
Go
outstanding week. And go Bears.
Go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's TV Promotion Service. When you have weekend workbench to see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou weekend workbench is you! We'll be right back.